endometriosis, polycystic ovary syndrome, cyst, polyps, fibroids, hysterectomy, pelvic organ prolapse, upper vaginal vault, rectum, bladder, bowel, incontinence, mixed urge, stress incontinence. There is so many issues that women have to go through. IVF, fertility treatments, getting pregnant, staying pregnant, second stage delivery, natural versus C-section, episiotomy, perineal trauma, postnatal recovery, stillbirth, death during delivery. The list is endless, and I haven't even mentioned the cancers. There is a cost of living crisis in female intimate health that is not being spoken about. And that cost of living is costing you. It's like robbers. These are your robbers. They're robbing you of your quality of life. They're robbing you of your career longevity. They are robbing you of your relationships, personally and professionally. They're robbing you of your social connections and your social life. This Sunday, in the comfort of your own home, online, your physical pension plan investment program awaits. Understand female health and understand the lifestyle factors you may not have considered that you can do to help change that around. Sickness does not give you a discount. Wellness is an investment. Bless you.
So come on, give me love. I'ma show you how to move with my body. Come hit me with your touch and make me wanna say.
I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station, available on podcast, available on Alexa, available across all platforms. That was quite a start, wasn't it? How you doing?
You know you're my baby, so come give me love. I never felt nothing.
When you think about love, the first love we have to think about is self-love. Without self-love, self-care is superficial. And without self-care, self-awareness is misguided. So we start with self first. And I've shared some very powerful blogs and posts over the last week and a half. And I hope you'll find them quite interesting. You'll find them obviously on my Instagram post, at Perfect Secrets. You'll find them on my LinkedIn as well. Her Health and Happiness, as you know, is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And this week, it's about 15 minutes left of the wonderful Lisa Kelly that we share the last part of that interview. And I really do hope over the last 2 weeks you have found what has been shared inspiring, heart-wrenching, motivating, because through all adversity, there was always seeds of equal or greater opportunity. Losing children can never be easy. And when your desire to have a child is so great, but it's not your reality, it's hard. My desire is to be married. It's not my reality just yet. It's not easy to deal with. But what it doesn't do is stop you from being a wonderful person. And I believe that's what Lisa Marie shared, and that's what really came across over these last 2 weeks. So we're going to just share that last part of the interview now, just so that you're inspired by, you know, what she's created, the skincare. And I think what's really important, I suppose, you know, we don't think about the skin being the biggest organ of the body, but yet still it's probably about the part of the body we abuse the most, with the things that we put on it, the things that get into it, you know, from our application of the skin itself. But also when things like, for instance, acne come out onto the skin, it's also an indicator that the body is very acidic. So we don't sort of align a condition that appears from the inside out to what actually the internal environment is trying to tell us. So I do know from my studies and research that, you know, through the Czech Institute, that acne is a indicator of an acidic environment. Psoriasis, eczema are also an indicator of a body that doesn't tolerate like gluten and dairy, as are many of other sicknesses and diseases and intimate health challenges that we have. But we don't align these together. So we tend to struggle and suffer with skin conditions, or we create them from the application of the toxins within the perfumes that make us smell good, not recognizing the impact that it will also have on our stress and thus our sex hormones and thus our reproductive health, etc., etc. So it's really quite an eye-opening revelation, all of this stuff. And this Sunday, those conditions I mentioned at the top of this show, I want to share how we can address those. And after I've shared with the last part of the interview with Lisa, I want to also share with you just some of the information that I've been sharing again recently, and how these topics are also coming up on LinkedIn posts. And I mean, they've been there for a long time. I shared today an article I found that I had published in BodyFit magazine in 2013. My first TV appearance for my first book was in 2006. I was writing for magazines from 2002, 2003. So my journey in female intimate health has been a long journey. And whilst, and I mentioned today, whilst sometimes I've been disillusioned by the hushing, the secrecy, the stigma, we don't want to talk about it. And that's not just from males, it's mainly from women who don't want to address it. I think sometimes from that, when I haven't had that mind, because mine has never been about how can I make the most from women. Mine has been about how can I help women. But as I have mentioned many times, publishing that second book cost just under £25,000. So no, you know, investing into my services is not going to be £30 an hour. To be a fully qualified Czech professional, to go through the whole system, which I haven't done, is in excess of £20,000. So to get yourself to this point here, to have the information to do this, you know, you're looking £50,000, £60,000, £70,000. That you're willing to invest in your education and keep investing when you're buying new books, doing research, going on courses. I'm just spending a lot of money. But actually, it's not spending. I'm investing a lot of money. I apologize. I'm investing. But I'm investing into my health and into myself so that I can be an example to and an educator of and an advisor to you as a female, to companies as a whole, as to how you understand how your body works. The companies you work for understand female intimate health and the implications it has for their productivity and performance. And there's a unified accountability where we recognize the win-win for us physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, personally, professionally, and how we show up at work. But the vitality, energy, posture, performance, body shape, we have getting that, we are rewarded in so many different ways because we know how to manage our health and we optimize it for our well-being, you know, aesthetically, as well as physically, mentally, emotionally. But companies understand that as well, understand the challenges, the myriad of challenges, which I only mentioned a snippet at the beginning, understand the reproductive train starts from menstruation and ends with menopause. And it's not just the more toilets working from home, but it's the all the other bits that come into it. Because those males that you are working with, they are the husbands or the fathers or the sons or the brothers or the nephews or the cousins of the women that are working in other companies or maybe working with them or for them. So it's important to understand that even if statistically women have more sick days than men, men don't have a uterus, just bluntly, they don't have fallopian tubes. They don't have a monthly menstruation. They may have their version of a monthly purge, but it's not the physical, tangible one that we experience. But if we don't recognize the mental, emotional, hormonal journey and the nutrition and lifestyle factors that contribute to a heavier period, which may be because of poor foods and a sluggish detoxification system and the liver not able to filter the blood, for example, then our menstruation may be much heavier. And that may be due to some things within our nutrition and lifestyle and maybe a liver cleanse, which is what many people need, a colon and liver cleanse, first and foremost. Maybe those things followed by colon cleanse followed by a liver cleanse, and a adjustment in what you eat, the time you go to bed, how you breathe, how you think, etc., etc. Maybe those adjustments can actually make a difference to regulating the menstrual clock and regulating the intensity of the flow, such that suddenly absenteeism drops, productivity increases, the annual loss to business 15% over 15% because of intimate health challenges becomes less. Now we've got something else going on, and that is what the physical pension plan is all about. So I'll talk more about that after I share the last part, but let's start with a trail and let's share the last part.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimising your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you were to say to them, like, come to this session and share, they'd be like, oh, you know, I don't know if I would want to do that. But when you kind of just kind of package it a bit more, we're going to, you know, create a meal, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and there's an opportunity for us to share, it kind of feels though it's a bit more palatable, a bit easier for them to then do. And it's been phenomenal. It's been life-changing for me and for them. Some of the testimonials that I've received has just been just so heartwarming, you know. And I share kind of tools. I mean, I'm doing it from experience, so I'm not a registered counsellor. But I
me neither.
Signpost them to counsellors.
You're a registered counsellor. You know why you're a registered counsellor? Because you know what it's like to be cancelled, and you know what it's like to cancel, right? Because that little boy gave you therapy. He counselled you.
Yeah,
just called absolutely. A hug, right? That's one of the most powerful counsels you had. You know. Yeah. And you're a counsellor because you knew how to hold yourself together and actually look after other people and put mm-hmm. others before yourself. And that's mm-hmm. what God asks us to do, even through the hard times. And I say to my friends, you know, the Bible says God never gives you more than you can handle, but you're allowed to ask him, are you sure? And then he goes, but you're still here, which means mm-hmm. you're handling it, right? So mm-hmm. he's sure, right? Because you've been through some horrendous stuff. You've been through some real challenges that many women couldn't deal with. There are people that do successfully take their lives, sadly. Yeah. You know, there are people that refuse to believe or follow in God, so they don't have a savior, they don't have You know, they don't have a word they can stand on. They don't have something that can empower them. They don't see themselves as fearfully and wonderfully made, blessed and highly favored, the apple of his eye. They don't see themselves as the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, mm-hmm. and more than a conqueror. Mm-hmm. They don't realize that he says, when you're going through the fire, I will be there with you. People listen to that story about Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, and they go, yeah, right. You know, turn the fire up 7 times higher than it would be. And they're walking around in the fire and their hair wasn't burnt. And there's a fourth man in it. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. It's like, you know, it's a metaphor for what life is.
Yeah.
To understand that, you know, if you just stick to what you believe and your core value, then, you know, this is what can happen to you. You can literally be in a fire, literally, metaphorically speaking,
mm-hmm.
and actually nothing will happen to you because the angel's arms are encamped around you to protect you, above you to bless you, underneath you to elevate you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and anything that tries to rise against you, it will be condemned. That kind of positive thinking is powerful beyond measure, because you were meant to be here for such a time as this. You were meant to be here. That's what Moses here told Esther. You know, you're there for such a time as this. You know, don't think when I get it, you won't be troubled. So you were meant to be here. Lockdown was meant to be. I'd never worked with 11 black women before, and I met them at a workshop I did in the November, but they stalled it out till February before they started to come for their assessments. And they went to lockdown in March, and I was thinking, these women just pay me, I'm not paying them back. So I created this online forum, Empowering Lives, and it went from there, where there were women, like, you know, you had these issues. There was a woman, I can share her story because she shared it openly with all my clients in the end here. And when she first sat down, she had been raped at 4, 7, pregnant at 13. Her dad was in the ear, vomiting every day. Such a, you know, and she shared this information for 3.5 hours. And I know it was God, because the first thing that came out of my mouth was, you know, you've got to forgive, right?
Yeah.
And that is, it is a tool in itself. When you do these safe spaces, you find a lot of women struggle with the tool of forgiveness, to accept it as a tool?
So I actually do a session on forgiveness. And so kind of literally walking them through. And the thing is, sometimes you have different types of sessions. Sometimes women are women of faith and sometimes they're not. But either way, they totally embrace it. But you have to set the scene, right? That's why I call them safe spaces. You have to set the scene. And we do forgiveness letters. Literally, so I tell them about the impact of forgiveness on their actual health, which most of them don't know.
Exactly.
And then they've got the option then with that letter, once they've kind of poured out their heart and expressed how they feel and how it made them feel, they can then send that letter onto the person, or they can choose to burn it or destroy it. And so sometimes they do that. But just going back to your point, I know that I could never, it wasn't for God, 100%. But I love the fact, not, is love the right word? It probably took me a little, I can say love now, but basically I now use my pain for purpose. You know, that's the only way I can describe it, because there's no way I would have gone through all of the things that I went through without, you know, there being a reason, you know, and definitely the purpose is to kind of share what I went through to help those that are on that same journey and sometimes it's not necessarily just them that's going through, it could be people that they know, but they just don't know how to approach them. And similar to what you said about your family not asking you, sometimes people genuinely just don't know what to do.
Where are you gone? Come back, are you?
Oh.
Yeah. So, I think, yeah, and I mean, there's so much, honestly, we could combine our workshops so easily together. I've got a workshop that I'm running this weekend, and it's finally free to forgive. And again, God just gave me these, you know, it's like an eight-step program, because when I wrote it, I used to have all these whiteboards on a roll on my walls. And I wrote, like, what's the significance of this statement? Because I think to myself, like, I just like started saying, finally free to forgive. And I was just like, what does that mean? And I had it turned into a little picture. You know, when you've got all your favorites, but you've got a lot of favorites. And I had I'd put it into a different album. And it was just, finally free.
Forgiveness is just so important.
Look,
I'm gonna just plug this microphone.
Okay, so I had found that the free for me was in capitals, and I'd written underneath it, what's the significance of this statement? And so for me, free runs down the page horizontally, right? Vertically down the page. And for me, it's fear removed, right? And then you're enlightened and encouraged, or faith restored and you're empowered and enabled, right? But no one runs in a straight line. So it's fear removed, faith restored, enlightened, empowered, encouraged, enabled. It's like an 8-step process.
Wow. You know? That's powerful.
And I just found that, you know, we were using that. And so by the September, so this lady also, when she chaired, I look at the Chinese meridians, the right side is male, the left side is female. And she'd had this 30-year-old pain locked in her right hip for like, you know, for 30 years, right? And the right side and the issue she had were male. It took 3 months for that pain to go. Now, she had lived with it for 30 years. Like another client had her left hip locked up and was doing this Thomas test. And she didn't realize there was a difference in when I was moving her leg. She was just talking like they were the same. But one could come back to her chest and the other one hit a right angle. Like I hit a brick wall and my abdominal wall switched on. And I was like, but she didn't realize. She didn't feel it. She just carried on talking like they were the same. So I had to ask her, because she was talking about her dad a lot. And I had to ask, is your mom still alive? That's how I stopped her talking. And she went, what do you mean? I said, your mum is right here. When I hit this foot at right angle and I can't go any further, your mum's in here. And it took 20 minutes. She broke down. She started to cry. There's so much in it. But when you're talking about forgiveness, the first person you have to forgive is yourself.
Absolutely.
But there's nothing wrong with that, you know, to understand that tool.
But and I think it can take time as well, Jenny, right? It's not a thing. And
no quick fix.
Yeah. You've got to work at it. Definitely got to work at it.
I think, you know, honestly, you're a very, very powerful person. And this has been absolutely amazing. So this is definitely going into two shows, because this has been an hour and a half when the show is only 50 minutes long. So it's just like, I'm going to be able to sort of cut it and put the ads in. It's just been absolutely fantastic. So again, you make all these wonderful skincare products. You know, we're trying to educate people because I used to relax my hair as well, so understanding that. But even putting this the synthetic is looped through, it's not plaited into my hair, but it's still looped on, to understand there can still be some chemicals on these.
Yes,
it's just to really recognize. And I think that the hard thing is, because I used to teach 21 classes a week. Wow. So the hard thing about that, and then I used to compete as well, Britain's fittest woman, 3 golds, 4 silvers, bronze record holder. So I used to run
that. Is so amazing.
But the problem with that is that the impact on our hair is quite tremendous. And I remember once with David Lloyd, we did a triathlon and was going to Birmingham, and so they're like, oh, we're going to this, and you've got to swim in it. I'm like, hold on a second. I said, I didn't know we was doing the triathlon. And then I said, you didn't tell me. They're like, well, what's the problem? I said, listen, I'm a black girl. I can't wash and go like you lot, you know. I need to have this. You know, it takes a long time to do our hair. So when the relaxer came, it was a way for us. It wasn't that I wanted to be like my white counterpart. It's like I wanted to have a hairstyle like they
manageable, right?
Finished. I just wanted to have a hairstyle. I didn't want to start my hair when it was this long, and when I got home, it was this long. You know, I didn't want those things. I didn't want to have those experiences. But you know, our hair suits the weather over in the Caribbean. It doesn't suit the weather over here. Yes. The harshness, the chemicals, and the different bits and pieces. So you've got to recognize that there's those. The external stressors. But when we start to put it onto our hair ourselves, when we start to do, and again, it depends on which hairdresser you have and their knowledge of the stuff that they're putting on your hair, how long they're leaving it on your hair, how they're doing it. Because we're doing that, then we're bleaching our hair and we're dyeing our hair and we're, you know, we're doing all sorts of craziness. But we're just thinking it's an external force.
Not realize it's getting into our bloodstream.
It's getting into the bloodstream. And when you look at some of the sicknesses and diseases and dysfunction that people have, they only really look at the manifestation of what it is. They don't look at, and if they look at anything, they only look at nutrition. But we are not looking at skincare. We're not looking at hair care. We're not looking at beauty products.
Yeah.
So what would be your message to women in general? We can talk about black women in particular, but women in general, what would, because obviously they're having their issues. And I think when you look at, you know, there's a difference. They say black don't crack, and we might look a bit younger and fresher, and their skin may age quicker. So that tells me again that all those beauty products they're using is also still having an impact adversely. So what would be your message?
I think for me, I say to people, have a look on the back of the packaging of what you put on your skin. So I do say to them, look, you know, your skin is your largest organ. Up to 60% of what you put on your skin is going to go into your bloodstream. I also say as well, like, obviously, we've been, most of us are quite mature in age now. I'm not mature, but, you know. We're good old age.
Yeah, hello, I've got my freedom pass, yeah? So, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah, I got a freedom pass, mate. That's what I use when I came home on Friday. That's tap. I don't know.
You look no more than 21, I tell you.
Thank you.
And so we've got to think about our liver, all right? That organ is supposed to be able to kind of filter through the toxins. If we are putting toxins on our, you know, into our bodies, on, you know, we're breathing the toxins outside, we're eating fruit and vegetables, as you mentioned, with herbicides and pesticides. There's just so much toxins. So are we going to be able to eliminate all of them? No, we're not going to be able to do that. But can we reduce what we are, you know, consuming? Absolutely. So I do say, you know, you are worth it.
Definitely.
You can, yeah, exactly. Like, you know, with your skin being the largest organ, just reduce the toxins that you're placing onto your skin. If you're not willing to kind of take the whole holistic approach, you know, don't use microwaves, don't use plastic products, or that kind of thing. But just think about what you're putting on your hair, what you're putting on your skin. And if you are looking for a brand that is clean and natural, then I'm here to serve. You know, you're welcome. As Jenny shared previously, my website details, have a look. Have a look at the ingredients, you know.
Say it again.
Yeah, have a look at the ingredients. And, you know, if you, I know there are some brands that actually don't disclose all of the ingredients that they place on their products. And there are some countries, i.e. the US, that don't have to do that, you know. But give it a go. There's nothing worse than trying something, all right? And the good thing about my products are, not only are they going to nourish your hormones because they don't have any toxic ingredients, but they're also going to nourish your skin. Mm-hmm. All right. So you use my products, they're not going to last an hour or so. Your skin will remain moisturized all day. And if you are somebody that doesn't want to use skincare products, but you want something to help you sleep at night, I've got foot oils. If you are somebody who's got, I don't know, fibroids, PCOS, and any kind of other reproductive health challenge, that you want to kind of try something different in terms of, you know, maybe not something medicinal, but you're welcome to try a castor oil pack. Give it a go. Castor oil is phenomenal, as I've mentioned. And all of my products are...
Okay, lost you in that bit. All of your products are, sorry?
So all of my products are infused with essential oils. So they're all natural.
And they're all in glass packaging. They're not in the... Yeah.
All in glass packaging. And even if you are a person that doesn't like scents, you're welcome to try my fragrance-free body butters. So at least that way you're going to get the nourishing cream without any essential oils.
Fantastic. Well, Lisa, I think we've had an amazing
session.
Absolutely amazing time. So it will definitely be over 2 weeks, which I just think the audience will absolutely love. And yeah, audience, listen out, because you know there's going to be some stuff coming in 2025 where we're definitely going to partner together to
absolutely.
Be able to get out there and to reach women and to give them an opportunity to be able to do things. So for me, like this, you know, I mean, you mentioned about you know, the pregnancy and getting pregnant naturally and going through the thing. This is one last bit just to go back to the pregnancies.
Sure.
Were you working in corporate at the time?
I was working in corporate at the time, and I think what's I find that the corporates are now, they're taking a curve. So there's much more support now available to people who are undergoing IVF or trying to conceive. I would say that if you are looking to try to get pregnant, I'd probably recommend that they do something like your program, Jenny, where they can support their reproductive health prior to egg collection, because it takes us about 3 months to mature our eggs. So if we are eating well, sleeping well, you know, we're flooding our body with nutrients, we're doing your programs, Jenny, that kind of really help us support our well-being from a holistic angle. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Then go for IVF. I wouldn't recommend, for example, doing it prior, because your chances of being successful are definitely lowered.
Yeah, definitely. I think we need to jump onto Instagram now. So one more time, tell them where people can go. Where can people go?
So my website is www.lisamarie.com, and Lisa spelled Lima, Echo, Indigo, Golf, Hotel, Sierra, Alpha, Mother, Alpha, Romeo, Indigo.com. I'm also on Instagram, which is LisaMarie_skincare. I'm an advocate for self-care as well, so you're welcome to find me on my private page too, where you see me just doing lots of different things in terms of, you know, just supporting my health and well-being from a self-care perspective.
Fantastic, Lisa. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's been
Oh
an
my God.
amazing conversation, Jenny. I've thoroughly enjoyed it, and I have to say, I'm definitely looking forward to us coming together again soon.
Amen. Amen.
That makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I get a bit excited. But anyway, I just thought we'd actually stick a bit more on fertility, because if you start to do the research, if you start to look into what is happening for female intimate health, it is like a minefield out there. And so I think when it comes to bringing policies together when it comes to offering women an opportunity to be able to be, to have their voices heard, and also helping companies to be able to not worry about the loss of productivity, the hit to the profits, and even to company morale, because it has to hit company morale. I think it's really hard. We don't want to be in a position where companies are afraid to give us those roles, especially if you're young and you're of the age where you are wanting to start a family. Then, you know, long gone are the days where when I was young, you know, you just think you have sex, you get pregnant, you have a baby, that's it. It's so not that. There's so much to it. And when it comes to policies, it's like, how do you put a policy together? Because you can find so many different articles. There's an article that was written in May 2023. If you look that one up, you'll find it is called fertilitymattersatwork.com. And it's called Hidden in Plain Sight, Fertility Challenges, in the workplace. And fertility challenges aren't a new issue within organisations. They've been hidden in plain sight for far too long. So has all intimate health challenges. It's not a well-being fad, but a significant life event that affects as many as 1 in 6 people globally, according to recent statistics from the World Health Organization. There is a stigma and taboo surrounding fertility, surrounding female intimate health. We know this. And it's been perpetuated by a cycle of silence in the workplace, a lack of conversation about the topic from both the individual and the organizational perspective, leading to a lack of recognition and a perceived lack of support. And this is where it becomes really hard. So what they've done is they've got two of their co-founders, Becky and Claire, who have over 35 years of combined HR experience. And during this time, no one's ever approached them to inquire about the support for fertility treatment. This wasn't because people didn't need support, but they didn't feel the issue would be recognized, as it wasn't reflected anywhere in policy, guidelines, and conversations. And this is something that has to be spoken about. And it is a hard topic to talk about. So they did a survey, and in 2020, it highlighted that 72% of organizations didn't have a fertility policy in place. And almost 3 years on, when they wanted to gather a more current insight as whether the landscape had changed at all, they did an Instagram poll. And what that found is that 64% still don't have a fertility policy in place. Another 15% sharing the topic of fertility is mentioned in another wider topic. So, you know, if you look into conversations around fertility, conversations around menstrual issues, conversations around menopause, conversations around maternity, I found some stats last year that 27% of employers were fearful that once their staff, female staff, had had the babies, they would not return to work. So all that expertise and experience is being lost. You can find statistics on the fear. There was a big article last year that the biggest fear was that 100 million women may walk out of work because of a lack of support around menopause issues. And so this is a massive issue. And if you think about it, that we're just in the last month now, we've literally got 2 weeks left, 2.5 weeks left of this year, 2024. And it has been predicted that in 2025, women moving into, through and beyond the menopause will be the biggest demographic of females in employment in history. So you cannot not have this conversation. And if you look at women that are leaving it later to have and to go into and try to have children, then IVF becomes a bigger issue. And post-pandemic, the proliferation of IVF treatments and the appointments and the whole emotional roller coaster that comes with, you know, being ready, you know, trying to get the egg to be fertilized, the waiting period, seeing if it hatched. When Lisa just shared this so eloquently with us over the last 2.5 weeks. So we know it's a massive, massive conversation. Because as I said at the start of the show, when I gave all the different types of things women can experience, I said getting pregnant, staying pregnant. And then it's that whole thing of you get pregnant, you stay pregnant, and then it's about the delivery in the second stage. And whether that baby is going to be born without trauma, with trauma, stillborn, whether you're going to lose your life as you're delivering, there's so much dynamics to consider. And if you add on top of that, the pressure that is put on us as women to perform, to be, because we want to be equal, but we're equal, but we're not the same. And so we can't keep trying to fight for the same things when we're not the same. And the men that are around us, we have to include them in the conversation because we are the mothers or the sisters or the daughters or the nieces or the sister, girlfriends or the wives or the aunties of the men that we are working around. There's somebody's, you know, son or husband or father or brother or cousin or partner or nephew. We have to be able to have this inclusive conversation and understand that women bring these amazing, amazing, visionary, creative ideas and an atmosphere and, you know, an exuberance and something to the workforce that cannot be dismissed. But because we have reproductive health, we have reproductive challenges. And we have to understand the impact of the things that we want to do globally on our reproductive health. We have to understand our emotional responses on our reproductive health. We have to understand our breath on our reproductive health, our hydration on our reproductive health, our sleep on our reproductive health, the choices of the foods that we want to have on our reproductive health, our movement and movement ability on our reproductive health, our social connections on our reproductive health, and our reproductive health itself. We have to understand those things so that we're in a better position. And you as men need to understand it too, so that you too are in a better position. What they found was, only 21% of respondents from this survey they did on Instagram shared that their company actually had a fertility policy. And those who shared their experiences of having this available to them highlighted the difference it makes in challenging their fertility journey. So one respondent actually said that their organization offers them up to 10 days of leave per cycle, time off for tests, and 4 weeks of leave for those who suffered a miscarriage. So if you just look at what Lisa has shared, especially even as this last, the last part of this interview, forget my verbal diarrhea, listen to what she had actually shared and about the cycle and how long it takes for the egg to take and all of these things. If you add that time up, then what you've got to look at is, you know, your company gives you this time. They want something back in return. And that's where they're looking and thinking, well, if we have a big female force, of a young force, of women that are waiting later to get pregnant or they're having these issues, we have to look at also why more women struggle to get pregnant. Do not get me wrong. I am not saying for a second it's got anything to do that you are the root cause. But you have to look at your habits that may be contributing unintentionally. This is what we have to do when it comes to dysfunction, dis-ease, or sickness. As a Czech professional, as Paul says to us, you don't look at the issue. You look at the principles to find out which one isn't operating on the right energy vibration that is so weak enough to actually create the issue. So when you start to understand the six different types of stress, for example, and you start to learn there are six different types of stress. There's thermal stress, your internal body heat. There's electromagnetic stress. So that's all these sort of smartphones and devices we have. There is chemical stress. So that's the herbicides and pesticides. The microwave, you have to understand. The air fryer, which everyone is going on about. The air fryer, the microwave, the packaging of your foods, the plastic bottles, you have to look at all of those things. You look at the chemical stresses as well. So you look at the products, as Lisa mentioned as well in the interview, that you're putting onto your skin. You look at the emotional stress and you look at the nutritional stress. You start to look at the different types of stresses, because you yourself may not feel stressed. But as we climb this corporate ladder and we chase success, everything's on the go, which means our nutrition is lacking. So we have, if we put our food into the air fryer or the microwave, the temperature at which this food is being heated kills any nutrition within the food. It also changes the molecular structure, which means the body is going to start increasing the white blood cells to fight against this foreign object that you're taking in, but you believe you're eating. If it's wrapped in foil, aluminium, leaching into the food, the pans your food's being cooked in, I mean, this stuff is deep. It's deep, but it's actually rewarding when you understand it. So when it comes to policies in place, when it comes to companies ensuring that there's an opportunity for people to cook or to eat within the workplace, actually for women trying to get pregnant, using a microwave and an air fryer has to be a no. In plastic or styrofoam containers has to be a no-no. So when you start to look at your stresses and you start to pull out, okay, my body's got this whole cocktail of the six stresses create chronic stress. So if I now start to cook my food from scratch, look at the quality of the food that I'm eating, look at the environment in which I'm eating it in, and start to understand that eating in front of the computer takes the oxygen from the stomach up to the eyes and slows down digestion. Drinking whilst I'm eating actually dilutes my digestive enzymes and slows down digestion. If I'm eating and swallowing and I'm eating and talking whilst I'm eating, then all of these things have an impact on digestion. And when I start to understand my digestive health is the mother system of the body, and if my digestive health isn't great, my detoxification health won't be great. And if those two systems don't work well, they will throw the hormonal system out of whack. And your body will suppress your sex hormones and your repair and rebuild and refresh and restore hormones to remove your stress hormones. So is it that you could cut down on the chemical stresses? So what's in your food, the herbicides, the quality of your food? Is it that you can cut down on the electromagnetic fields, not taking your work to bed and your laptop and your iPad and your smartphones? Is it that you can cut down on the, what's the other stress? You know, the thermal stress. So you've got all these other stresses going on, and then you're going to classes late in the evening when the body wants to decrease cortisol and increase melatonin, your sleep repair, rest, restore hormones. But you're going to high intensity classes, which are increasing the stress, which is your thermal or your physical stress, because over-exercising or doing the wrong type of exercise at the wrong time of the day can be as detrimental, if not more so, than under-exercising or not exercising at all. I mean, this stuff is mad. And this is why, you know, I trademarked the Physical Pension Plan Investment Program, and this is why I want to bring this stuff into corporations, so that when we start to have this conversation, like, stress is a conversation all on its own. And when we start to have this conversation, you go, oh my goodness gracious me, am I doing this to myself? I can't believe it. Once you start to have that conversation, you can go, right, well, do you know what? As of today, the microwave is gone. Like, I got rid of my microwave about 15, 20 years ago. You know, the only thing it serves is to warm the plates, not to warm the contents, to warm the plates. I got rid of that because it takes up space on the work surface. I'm not jumping into let me get an air fryer because I spent £5,000 on Salad Master cookware, and it's made from the same materials as the instruments that the surgeons use when they're operating on the body. So it will not leach, it will not run. You get out what you put in, and that's the quality of the cookware that I want to have. Now, I know not everyone's going to invest in that, but as my brother used to say, your food tastes different when you're cooking in pot things. It does make a significant difference. I remember Emma Lane, when I first met her back in 2006, doing Paul Check's nutrition and lifestyle course. And she explained about when she was diagnosed with cancer, when she went to the doctor, when she met Paul. She was a vegan, how he made her eat a steak. He would not work with her unless she ate it, and how things changed. But actually then, back in 2006, going home, changing all the cleaning products inside her house, the things that she sprays, the herbicides, the pesticides, the chemical stressors that are inside your house, in your detergents, washing detergents, clothing detergents, the sprays you use on your work surfaces, in your bath, in your toilet. There's so much to change. Understanding the water. They might tell you the water in your tap is fine, but it's still full of fluoride, which is dangerous. Look up fluoride. You find for yourself. Look at, it has chemical traces of the pills and all different things inside that water. That can have an impact on your internal well-being. So, you know, when it comes to really optimizing your health, there's a whole different story. And literally now I've run out of time. But I'd love for you to book onto the course this Sunday, 3 till 5, online. Even if you can't make the live, once you register, you get a copy of the live. So, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com, @pelvicsecrets on Instagram and Twitter. Once again, Lisa, you are beyond amazing. And audience, if you want to ask me any questions, you can DM me on Pelvic Secrets on Instagram, Jenny Russell on LinkedIn. HR companies, I'm waiting for the invite. Until next week, in health and happiness, stay blessed, stay safe.